In this second text, in this short series of gospel snippets on the carnal mind, I want to turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 to 18. I've already looked at Acts chapter 17, verses 29 to 30, and I've also given an introduction, the carnal mind, the battle. So we've got the battle, we looked at ignorance. Now Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 to 18. Now the apostle uses some very strong words here, and I know that they'll not be liked. If you are an unbeliever, you will resent this. But this is the truth, my friend. Listen to it. This is how the apostle describes the natural mind, the mind without the Spirit of God, the mind of the unregenerate man or woman, the mind of the man or woman who has not trusted Christ. What is it? Well, look at the words. If you look at the text, Ephesians 4, verses 17 to 18, you will find such words as this: futility, darkness, ignorance, hardening. Oh, these are very strong words. But this is what is wrong with us by nature. Once I was blind in sin, I was hardened. I did not know there was a God. My thinking was futile. We can't reason our way to God. We can't work it out. No philosophy can bring us there. No religion can do it. Ignorance, darkness, futility, hardness. These are strong words. Unbeliever, this is what we're dealing with when we're preaching the gospel. We can't just make people moral and hope things will be right. As Jesus said, you must be born again. Unless a man is born again, he'll never see the kingdom. Of course he won't. His thinking is futile. But the gospel promises a new heart, Ezekiel chapter 36. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creation, and he needs to be. Because otherwise his thinking is futile. He can't work it out for himself. We need Christ to save us. We need the Spirit of God to illumine us. Until we are illumined, until we are regenerate, we are dead and blind in our sins, futile in our thinking, ignorant, hardened, without sensitivity, Paul speaking here. Oh, these are serious matters. It's not as though we're as bad as we might be, but there's no way for the natural man to climb his own way to God. Only God's Spirit can bring us light and life. Only Christ can take away our sins. There is salvation in no other. Until we are brought to Christ, we might trust some philosophy or some other religion or some works of our own or chapel attendance. Futile, futile. We need to come to Christ. We need to be trusting in him. And for that, we need to be regenerated, taught of God the Father. Oh, may God use this little discourse, this little snippet, to show the plight of the natural man. I warn you, my friend, if you're unconverted, this is what you need. Don't try religion. Come to God in Christ and find salvation in him. Call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Until you do, until God regenerates you and brings you to that place where you receive Christ, it will all be futile and you'll grow harder and harder. If you reject his word, again and again you will find yourself getting harder and harder. Oh, don't do it. I plead with you. But receive Christ even now as I speak to you. In Jesus' name I plead with you. Amen.